Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson here with my co-host John Maxson and special guest on our show again today. We're in for a real treat, folks. We got Brian Wilson from the Drive Super Talk 99 show. You're used to listening to him in the afternoon. You get to listen to him in the morning now with the Pete and John show. Brian, welcome.
Well, it's always good to be with you guys. And I got to tell you, as I said last time that we were together, I am learning so much. And I'm at an age where this stuff is important to me. And I guarantee you that by the time this program is over, you're going to have learned something that you can apply to your life. And it's going to be, it's really worth your time to invest here.
Well, that is our goal. And I know John and I are the financial advisors, but you always have good input too. Mm-hmm. And it helps, Brian, that you and I, John's not that far behind us, but that you and I are kind of in the stage where our ears are very open to hearing knowing exactly what to do, because we do want a great retirement, and it's not like it's decades away.
Well, I got to tell you, I am a little bitter that Brian's here, just because my wife was, we were driving down the road the other day listening to the show, and she heard Brian on our show for the first time, and she said, you know, he's got a great radio voice. She said, you, not so much. So I'm not really sure. So I'm not sure this is a good thing for me. But anyway.
Well, today's topic, four retirement fears and how to overcome them. And number one is the fear. And boy, this is a fear a lot of people have of running out of money. It's well founded. According to seniorliving.org, nearly one in two older adults' biggest financial fear is not having enough money saved for retirement. And according to Employee Benefit Research Institute, 40% of U.S. households are expected to run out of money in retirement.
Yikes.
Yeah, this, I mean, that's a scary statistic. So how do you avoid this? What kind of planning decisions can you make to keep you from running out of money at the end?
Yeah, well, this is why Beacon exists. I mean, this is what it's all about. You know, it used to be that when people retired, for, let's say, our parents and grandparents, income and retirement, they went into it very confidently when it came to their money, because Social Security always got a cost of living increase, and there was no talk about is it going to be there or anything. It was, you know, very stable. And then pensions were a given. Every organization you work for, every company you work for, you got a good fat pension that was yours for the rest of your life and that could help you and your spouse have a great retirement lifestyle. And then, you know, interest off even conservative investments like CDs and things were making 6, 8, 10%.
Right.
You know, there's a period of making mid-teens or something. And so income was there. Well, nowadays, that's not the case. And so many people are like, okay, I've got some money, but how do I turn that into a confident retirement and make sure that that money doesn't run out? Because if you have a pension, and let's say that the company puts in $250,000 or $300,000 into that kitty, and they expect you to live to be 85, but you live to be age 86, 88, 90, 92, 96 years old, they don't stop your pension because the pension ran out of money. You keep getting that check for the rest of your life. So rest of your life money was always there. And John, now it isn't.
There's nothing more important than having a written income plan. And for the life of me, I don't understand why this is folks' biggest concern, because the tools are there to give people confidence on their income. And I'll tell you, Brian, we're seeing this year even more so. I would say statistically, this is even higher. I mean, we're in an environment where we've got 40-year high inflation. And talk about the people it hurts the worst. I mean, certainly if you got two teenage boys like mine, you're feeling that at the grocery store. But for folks that are retired on a fixed income, inflation is one of the cruelest taxes really out there, in my opinion. So this whole thing, not having a plan that is adjusted for inflation and has some real guarantees around income, is really adding fuel to the fire and understanding, you know, how your cash flow is going to be impacted and making sure you're not overspending in retirement. You know, there's this old saying that you want to plan your work and work your plan. Well, when you were working, you had income and you had a plan for that, right? Your plan was a job and you got paid every 2 weeks or
sure.
every three
yeah,
weeks or whatever. Why would you not want to plan for your paychecks in retirement? I mean, you know, if your plan is, well, the market's always going to go up over time, does the market go up, make money? Absolutely. Absolutely. We believe in that. But I don't want to be dependent on the market going up every year to enjoy the lifestyle I worked for 20 or 30 years. And really, the bottom line is people do not have a written plan.
No, and that's the key. You've got to have a written plan. And if you're sitting down with your advisor and they can't show you, you know, with real numbers, how, you know, your money even making conservative returns and you taking out X amount factored in for inflation is going to make this money last to be age 95 or 100, then you've got a problem there. And many people, most people who call in from the radio show and other things that we sit down with, Brian, they don't have that. And can you imagine taking a job and not seeing something like, you know, what am I going to make? And
people put their heads in the sand sometimes. It's like they just don't, they can't bring themselves to think about it.
No.
And the longer you delay, the bigger the problem becomes.
Yeah. And so running out of money, not having a written plan, but also unknown healthcare expenses. Expenses for healthcare can be huge. And many people, even if they haven't planned well for it, they know that it can happen. And so they're fearful of running out of money because they don't know what their health care costs are going to be, their Medicare costs and out-of-pocket, long-term care and all those kinds of things. And then, John, as you said, you know, not understanding your cash flow and having a budget. I mean, think of, John, the last time somebody came in here and you sat down with them or one of our advisors talked to us about that in a meeting where they said, oh yeah, this person showed up and they had their written budget all planned out for retirement and they handed it to us across the desk. Right. Well, that never happens, but you got to know what your budget is and how much money you need and how much you want to spend and all that kind of thing. And then, John, another thing that they don't factor in is life expectancy.
Yep.
It's like, well, you know, my parents didn't live that long, so I'm probably not. So they, you know, you design your money to last until age 78. Well, if you live to be 80 or 85,
what happens then, right?
You got a problem. So they're not expecting that. Yeah, I think sometimes people look at me like, you know, I've got three heads or something. If I say there's a chance that you could live in retirement for 2 to 3 decades.
I know.
And I mean, they think 2 to 3 years. They don't think in terms of decades.
Well, healthcare is getting so much better. People generally now are more aware of their health, and they care about things like being too heavy, and people don't smoke as much as they did before. Mm-hmm. So you really could have a pretty good life expectancy. It could be many, many years that you're going to be in retirement, and you don't want to get all the way deep into retirement and just run out of cash.
Yep. And I'll tell you, I do think that people make that mistake. Like you said, Pete, that my parents died at 78 and they're sitting at you. I've had people make that comment to me who are in their mid 80s. And you're mm-hmm. like, I don't know if you realize this or not, but you're already 7 years older than your parents and you're taking right. a trip to Europe next month.
Mm-hmm.
So really planning for this longevity and a written income plan that adjusts for inflation is huge. If you do that, you're going to live with a lot more peace of mind. So again, why would you work 20, 30 years of your life, 40 years and not have that?
Yeah, and we talked about inflation. Inflation is a big problem in 2022. It hasn't been the last few years, but it is now. How long is it going to be with us? And we don't have a whole lot of control on what inflation is other than voting, but we do have to have a strategy to prepare for it. There are ways to be prepared and there are ways most people don't prepare for it. And it directly affects how long your money is going to last because things have changed drastically. But if you had your portfolio review to really help you with that, and do you really understand how devastating 7, 8, 9, 10+% can be in inflation on your retirement? Mm-hmm. So that's why we've created a brand new in-depth inflation guide, okay? You can download it for free. There's no cost for this. It'll tell you what inflation is, what causes it, how it affects your retirement, how to better prepare for it, how Beacon can help you and all that. And you can download this for free For those of you who are good on the computer or your iPhone or whatever, you can just Google inflation and your retirement, comma, Beacon Capital. Just put that in there. Inflation and your retirement, Beacon Capital. That will come up. If it's more difficult to do it that way, go to our website, beaconcm.com. Go to helpful resources and then find the free downloads. And one of them is on inflation. We want you to have that for free. Better still, you want to talk about all of this running out of money and that with an advisor, give us a call right now. 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303.
Next, we're going to be talking about Social Security, and boy, do I have questions about that. Stay tuned.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson from Supertalk 99.7, here with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon. And we're talking about the things that you need to not fear anymore. In other words, there's a lot of fear out there when it comes to retirement, and we're going through these topic by topic. Now, guys, this next one is one that it really grabs my attention because I've learned so much about this topic from some of our past shows. It's about taking Social Security, when to take it, because, you know, if you make a mistake here, you don't get a do-over. You get one crack at this, and you've got to do it right. And if you don't do it right, you're leaving money basically on the table.
Yeah, you are. Go ahead, John.
Well, I was going to say, it's, you know, we talked about the first segment, Pete, a written income plan. People don't have a written plan on Social Security. They just assume it's, I can take it at 62 at the earliest, or full retirement, or 70. But there's literally hundreds of rules and laws that apply to this. And Social Security is like, when we talk about building income, it's a cornerstone of where your income plan starts. And so you definitely want to have a plan for that. And one of the things, Pete, that we do here is we do a Social Security maximization report that really shows people that what they can do to get the most out of Social Security. And I've had a few, but very few people that I've sat down, which is thousands of people at this point in my career, have walked in with any kind of rhyme or reason for how they're going to take Social Security.
Yeah. In fact, many of them haven't even received or gotten a statement in years or gotten on, you know, the website to look at it. Now, this is a huge asset. And to your point, John, a big pillar of their financial retirement nest egg and income in retirement. And yet many people never talk about it or think about it in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. All of a sudden when they get in their 60s, it's like, oh, well, Social Security, you know, I got to think about that. Well, they should have been thinking about it all the way along and paying attention. I mean, this is your money. Think about this, Brian. Somebody puts in, you know, money over the years into their Social Security, and it accumulates over, like, say, 35 to 40 years, and it's a couple, their income from Social Security, depending on how they take it and how much it is and how much they paid in and that kind of thing, it could be $25,000, it could be $35,000, it could be $40,000, it could be $50,000, it could be up to $60,000 of income. Well, that's considerable. That's an asset. So if it's $50,000 a year and they live for 20 years, say from age 60 to 80, which a lot of people do, or 62 is when you can start taking to 82, 20 years, $50,000 a year times 20 is $1 million.
Yeah.
It's not like if there was $1 million.
It ain't chump change. That's right. No.
If it's $1 million sitting in an account, believe me, they're paying attention to it.
Yeah, right.
Well, this could be $1 million plus sitting in an account. And folks, you need to know how to squeeze every nickel out of it.
What is there a rule of thumb for what is the best time, or does it change for everybody's individual situation?
It is an absolute individual decision. It should be a custom decision based on all of your income factors, not just Social Security, whether or not you have a pension. Because, Brian, this whole topic of income boils down to what we call filling your income gaps, right? So when you retire, if Social Security brings you $4,000 a month, but your standard of living is $7,000 a month, you've got a $3,000 a month income gap, right?
Right.
So how are you going to fill that income gap? Well, number one, you need to have a written plan, like we talked about in the first segment. But when you put that written plan together, what is the tax status of where you're taking that other money from, and how does that impact your Social Security? Mm-hmm. You know, some people that have not been good savers don't have as many choices. And, you know, we've seen some cases where people have to take it earlier. Mm-hmm. For others, it makes sense to delay it until they're 70 and get the guarantee, the 8% guarantee from the federal government between full retirement and 70. And then some people assume that, you know, 70s, it's best to delay as long as possible. But we find, and when we do an income analysis, that it's best for them to take it at full retirement.
Yeah. So folks, think about this. So if you don't take your Social Security, but you are retired, then that money has to come from somewhere. If you don't have a pension, you haven't turned your Social Security on, hopefully you've got some good real estate or business income coming in or something, but most people don't. And so they've got to take it out of their investments. Well, if you take it out of your investments, then you've got to think about what those investments could be earning and the fact that they're gone forever now, that money that you've taken out. So many times when we put this all into our report, a written income plan for a client, taking Social Security earlier than they thought is actually the best option. So mm-hmm. again, the worst thing you can do is just look at a printout that somebody gives you from Social Security, and then you just kind of like play pin the tail on the donkey, and you just stick your finger and say, I think I'll do that. And you know, Brian, that's about as thoughtful as some people are about this. And it's like, well, you know, my neighbor or my Sunday school teacher said they took it at 64 and it worked out good for them, so maybe it'll work out good for me. This is a custom decision, and it's one arrow in the quiver that has to all be considered together. Health matters. Whether you have a spouse, it matters. Whether that spouse actually worked, how much the discrepancy of return for each of the spouses, all of that matters. So it makes your head hurt after a while. And especially when you learn that there's over 2,000 rules that affect all this.
That blows my mind, that there's so many different rules that you know you don't know anything about.
Well, I know you won't be that surprised, because when you know that some of these bills that they passed have like thousands of pages that nobody's ever read, so why wouldn't Social Security, which the government is in charge of, be the same way?
See, now this is exactly what I was talking about earlier. You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may be an expert in one little field, and you may have lived your life and you're like an expert on making blivets, whatever it is. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, you need to understand that it doesn't hurt to get a second set of eyes on this from people who do this all the time.
Yeah, because you do only now get one bite at the apple.
One time.
One chance.
All right. Listen, making the wrong choice with Social Security can be extremely costly. The good news is you have control over when you take your Social Security. You just need help knowing when is the right time. And that's why Beacon offers a free Social Security Maximizer. The Social Security Maximizer takes a look at your unique situation, time in the workforce, your financial goals, and your current portfolio.
Yeah, and this Maximizer, Brian, is going to show people what the ideal income plan looks like for your specific situation, what number you should be aiming for, and the best time for you to take Social Security based on the analysis, how you're going to get the most out of it. Give us a call for your free Social Security Maximizer report, 615-488-9303. There's no charge. There's absolutely no obligation. This is the most thorough check we can give you on your Social Security plan, and we're offering it for free.
Yeah, and the last thing we want you to do is run out of money in retirement. Creating a bulletproof income plan can help eliminate that fear. That's why we want to help you get that in place. So to schedule your free analysis, which really isn't just a Social Security analysis, it is an in-depth income analysis in retirement, call right now. Don't delay. 615-488-9303. Again, 615-488-9303.
I think we can all agree we're in a weird economic time. And when you look at the markets, they're up, they're down. What do you do to avoid problems should the market be a down market or a crash market? We'll talk about that when we come back. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson from SuperTalk, and I'm here with John Maxson and Pete Benson. We're talking about all kinds of things that you might fear. We don't want you to be in fear, but one of the things that people fear right now is the volatility of the market. It's up one day, it's down the next. We have seen sort of a downward turn of late when you look long term, but that always seems to turn around. So people are scared. People are confused. They don't know what to do. How long will it last? Do I sell or do I hold? So many questions. Guys, what's the answer?
Well, I'll tell you, you never make decisions out of fear. That's the first thing we would tell people. It's like anything else. You need to have a plan. Will the market come back? Well, recently we've seen the market bounce from its year lows. And there was some favorable information in the second quarter relative to earnings that beat expectations. But here's the thing that people don't realize is expectations were lowered and they're going lower. And the reason they're going lower is because inflation's so high. Inflation's come down a little bit from 9.1%, but it's still historically high. And so I think, Brian, when you look at the market, at the end of the day, long term, the market, we believe, and the financial markets and the markets make money. But when you're retired or you're going into retirement, you better understand your risk and that you shouldn't be investing money the way you did in your 30s and 40s.
When you're younger, taking on more risk is probably a thing that's okay. But as you get older, you want to take less risk and have your investments be more sure and certain, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the opinions vary. I believe we're in a recession. Technically, we got the second quarter of negative GDP. Of course, that's being changed now conveniently by some of the folks in politics, but money's not political to me, right? And so the bottom line is the other thing I would tell people, and again, we're not against the market. We want the market to do well and believe in the market long term. But you're really seeing the effects of inflation, not in the market, but in the day-to-day of people's lives. Credit card debt's at an all-time high, and savings has dropped tremendously from where it started in the year because things are costing so much more. And so that doesn't mean the market's going to crash and burn, but it does mean you better understand the risk you're taking right now, have a good short-term and long-term plan, especially if you're retired, and be able to understand your risk.
Yeah, none of us have a crystal ball, including Pete and John and all the Beacon team. But I will tell you this, Brian, the other day I was home working on something, and I had the Fox Business show on, and there were some panelists on there, and they were discussing, and they were like some pretty top analysts that are, you know, looked at as experts out there. And I would say 80 to 90% of them, they were asking, okay, so in July, the market bounced back and the S&P at, you know, the time they were having this panel was around 42, 4300 or whatever. And it's like, you know, how many of you feel like we already hit the lows and we bounced off and, you know, now we're kind of in a recovery mode? There could be little blips, but what do you see? And almost to a person, they were in agreement that it could still go down to 3,600 on the S&P 500 or so before, you know. And so they're saying don't get too gleeful and comfortable in the fact that we've had some good times. Now, it may not go down to that, but it might go that and further. So if you've recovered some and this has been a concern to you, it might be a very good time to at least reach out to your advisor or to us as a second opinion if you're in that situation where you're wondering.
It is true, I think, sometimes that these cycles tend to go up as we get close to an election. Mm-hmm. And with the midterm elections not far off, there are things you can do if you're running the levers of government to sort of juice the economy to make things better for at least a short period of time. But you never know what's going to happen after that.
Yeah, and I think having, like we talked about, a really good plan and understanding the environment we're in. I mean, I think we've been asked over the last several weeks, several times, are we in a recession again? I think we're in a recession. I don't think you change the technical definition of recession for political expediency. Sorry, just don't. Wouldn't matter who's in power.
Do you have a sense of whether it's shallow or deep? That's the question.
You know, I don't think we know. And I think the long term of what's going to determine that is how long does inflation stay at the elevated level that it's at? You know, the good news is we've got a strong job market, but you're starting to see companies that are being impacted by the cost of goods, supply chain, et cetera, that are starting to lay off people. I will say that the average recession lasts about a year since World War II. If that's true, and you go with the averages, could be a little more, could be a little less. By the technical definition, we're about halfway through it. But that doesn't mean we're out of the woods or we're not going to see volatility. I think that you are going to see volatility. And I would just echo what Pete said. If when the market was at its low, and it may revisit the low, might not, but it may revisit the low, may go a little lower than that. We just don't know. But when it was at the low earlier in the year, if you were sick to your stomach, because when you got your statement, you just couldn't take what was happening in the market and you're retired, you probably have too much risk. Mm-hmm. And so if we've gotten this reprieve and you're feeling a little better and you are concerned about some of the things that are happening in the economy, then you probably need to sit down with someone and look at that while you have an opportunity.
Can I ask a question? What's the amount of time to do that? I mean, for example, you can worry yourself to death and constantly be rebalancing and changing and making adjustments. Mm-hmm. How often should you really consider honestly doing that?
Right now is a good time, but certainly anytime the market falls 10 or 15% and you're retired and you get that feeling in this, you know, in your stomach, you need to reach out and get some comfort. You need to call your advisor, and even if you don't end up doing anything, it'll make you feel better. The fact that you kind of, you know, had a chance to discuss it and all that. But Brian, let me also state that even in a down market, there are opportunities that some of you are going to miss out on. One of them is this: if you got some bonus money, some extra money, you sold something and you got some cash and you're looking for a way to invest that, this is the perfect time with the market down, not at its high, to be able to do it. And you can look at some of the things that are most beaten up and maybe even get into things that are going to do well over the next 10 to 20 years, but that right now is a good time. The second thing is, it's a good time for those of you who were considering Roth conversions. It's cheaper right now, tax-wise, to do a conversion of some of your money to Roth than it ever was before. And then the other thing that I would say is an opportunity, if some of you have lost a little bit of money, but it's come back over the last few weeks, and you think that it's a good time to protect some of that money in some type of an instrument, whether it's a fixed indexed annuity or some other fixed vehicle that you can, okay, so the market went down 20, I got 10 of it back, I'm okay with, you know, now that it's only down 10 or I'm down 8 or whatever in my portfolio, let me lock that in so that if and when it does go down, then I'm better prepared.
All right. Well, that's good stuff, guys. You know, if you're worried about a huge drop in the market, you are absolutely not alone. Even if you already have someone managing your portfolio, the folks at Beacon would like to offer you a free second opinion on how much risk you're taking on in this current market. John and Pete and the Beacon team offer a free risk analysis. Check up on your portfolio performance in the current market. How much risk are you taking on? How that risk should affect your future or could affect your future? Tax and fee analysis is included for free.
Yeah, and here's how it works, folks. We make it simple. We gather some basic information from you. We research what are the best opportunities for you and your retirements, custom planning. We do all the heavy lifting. Then we share those findings, recommendations with you. We go over it with you. It's all your decision in the long run. And if you'd like to schedule that free talk or analysis that we have with you, it really is worth it. 615-488-9303. I promise we won't hurt you, but we may be able to help you. Yeah. 615-488-9303.
All right. Now, when we come back, high and unpredictable medical bills. How do you plan for that? That's a fear that so many people have. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Brian Wilson from SuperTalk, along with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the guys at Beacon, giving you great advice. We've gone through a lot of things here. Some of the fears that people have in retirement, like running out of money, taking Social Security at the wrong time. I want to get into this one. High and unpredictable medical bills. That's something that I think everyone thinks about these days. SeniorLiving.org found that 45% of people between the ages of 55 and 64 fear having high medical bills soon over their retirement years. Now, according to CNBC, medical bills are the number one cause of bankruptcy, and it does actually cause 66% of all bankruptcies. That's a scary number.
Yeah, it really is. And so, again, clients have, and people going into retirement, many different fears, and we've stated this before in this show and in others, the number one fear is running out of money. We already talked about that and how important it is to have a plan for that. The second biggest fear that people heading into retirement have is unknown and unpredictable medical costs, because we talk about the fact that you don't know what your tax rate's going to be. You also don't know how much you're actually going to need to rely on healthcare and the healthcare system, and how much out of pocket. It's not just all free because you pay it into Medicare.
That's right. I mean, we've all seen people that we know in our life who've gone through something like this, that they've been wiped out because of medical problems that crop up that they didn't expect.
Talking about that bankruptcy, a lot of that, unfortunately, Brian, is older people that went bankrupt, that literally ran out of money in retirement because of healthcare costs. As we get older, our health doesn't typically get better, and because of that, the cost is enormous.
Yeah, articles in previous years suggest that, like, when people talk about inflation and how the cost of things are going up, healthcare costs is about four times the rate of previous inflation.
Wow.
And so, and it's, you know, not just like long-term care, which I think is important that we talk about, because that's really a big deal, but you know, if you look at what the average retiree is going to pay in healthcare costs as they age, people are living longer because of medical advancements, and that's a good thing. But again, part of longevity planning is not just income, it's healthcare. And how do you plan for healthcare? But probably, you know, Pete, one of the things that we see many times when you're talking about these bankruptcies and people that really get into trouble are the folks that don't plan for catastrophic illness or long-term care. And sort of the feeling is that's never going to happen to me. You know, the statistics are pretty glaring. 70% of people in America are going to need some sort of catastrophic illness planning or coverage. But here's the deal, Brian. Less than 7% of people have planned for it. So, if you were going to get in your car today and drive home and there was a 70% risk that you wouldn't make it home, I'd probably be sleeping at the office, right? I mean, but this is a concern that people just seem to ignore for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, Pete, you're older. I always like saying that, but Pete's experienced this personally with his parents. And having a plan for something like this is such a better situation than when you don't plan.
Yeah, I mean, both of my parents ended up in the nursing home, and my dad for several years, and my mom had needed long-term care help, either at home or in the nursing home, for 10 years. And it literally wiped them out. And so, you know, once you've seen that, you really get religion on how important it is to plan. But for those of you who that isn't going to hit, there are still, like, one of the things that, let's say, a couple retires, and because I can think of so many, and then like 6 months later, a year later, we're sitting down, we're talking to them, we're doing a review or whatever. Well, what has surprised you most about your retirement and the expenses?
That's a great
and all
question.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And almost in every case, either one or two of the top things have to do with medical costs and how much that was going to be. Well, I thought when I reached 65 and I was finally on Medicare that, you know, XYZ was going to happen. One, in Williamson County and around Middle Tennessee, there are some people that have done quite well. And what they didn't realize is how much Medicare was actually going to cost for them. Many people call this a wealth tax because not everyone pays the same amount. And so you may have paid in more while you worked, and yet you get less for more when you retire. And so that cost can be a lot. And then it only covers so many things. And that's exactly, John, why we have an expert here, and it's not you and I, Frankie Merritt, who really knows this stuff inside and out about Medicare, what Part B costs, what Part D, what are the best options. Many of you are not shopping that and looking into it, and it can be worth hundreds, in some case thousands of dollars over a year to make sure that you've got the right thing. And Brian, I would go even this far. I would go so far as to say that if you're meeting with someone who calls themselves a retirement advisor, as important as this is, and they don't have someone on their team that's a specialist, I would wonder how ready they are to help you through retirement, because healthcare costs and Medicare is huge. And I'm glad I don't have to make the decision. I'm going to Frankie, too, when I turn 65.
That's right.
Say, Frankie, I need your help.
Well, I mean, it is such a complicated area, mm-hmm. and confusing to so many people. I admit I'm very confused about it all. So I'll be calling Frankie there long, I promise you.
There's co-pays and all that. Yeah. And then, John, even like the cost of dental and eyeglass and so on, a lot of people are like,
what?
They call in, I need money, and I'm like, why? And they're like, well, I got this huge dental bill and that. And so there's a lot of costs that are extra that people don't think about.
I actually had that case just this last week.
Really?
A client who had they needed a bunch of dental work they never planned for. And so, you know, it's not always the big ones with long-term care, but it all kind of combines together to sort of raise this huge issue on healthcare planning. It's one of the things when we talk about budgeting, Pete, we tell people, do you have a healthcare budget?
Mm-hmm.
And the look of confusion when you ask a prospective client that, and then you start to educate them on what healthcare cost mm-hmm. is really going to look like or could look like. And here's the deal. We want to hope for the best, but we want to plan for the worst.
Yeah.
Because not having a plan is a plan. It's just not a very good plan.
And the vast majority have way underfunded how much that's going to cost when you consider their regular health care, Medicare, Part B, Part D, they're out of pocket, and then all the other things, and then long-term care and so on. I mean, it's way underfunded and underpredicted, and it's way more than what they think, Brian.
That's right. Well, listen, I get it. It doesn't seem fair. You've worked hard for many, many years to save and earn money so you can enjoy your retirement. But the fears we've talked about here today steal your peace of mind. And that's what Pete and John and the Beacon team are here for, to help you find peace during your retirement years. Now, the best way to feel confident in your retirement plan is to run a simple financial plan checkup.
Yeah, and you know, Brian, it's a lot like going to your doctor for your annual checkup. The financial plan checkup takes a look at your portfolio. It's going to examine a lot of things like your fees, your risk, your taxes that you're going to potentially pay, and so much more. It's designed really to find the cracks and weaknesses along with the opportunities in your portfolio. So a lot like a doctor might prescribe for you to take more calcium or magnesium or something like that in your diet, the financial plan checkup is going to help you see areas in your retirement plan that could be healthier and options that are going to help you and your family get there.
Yeah, and so to call and schedule a free retirement financial plan checkup, and to schedule that meeting, you've got to call this number. And the best time to call it is right now, 615-488-9303. We have several great locations around Middle Tennessee in the Franklin area, Cool Springs, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Mount Juliet. It's too important to let distance play a role in getting the answers you need. 615-488-9303.
Folks, our time's up for this week. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts and ideas with you. Again, feel free to call us anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 615-488-9303. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you, you can also visit us online at beaconcm.com.
Yeah, and Brian, thanks so much for
Always
coming
pleasure,
in again
yeah.
this week. We sure appreciate all your input and everything. Until next week, I'm Pete Benson, John Maxson, and special guest talent, Brian Wilson. Catch him each week on The Drive. We're with Beacon Capital Management. You're listening to the Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.